Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Kill this.
Birdie num num.
Hello.
Birdie num num.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Birdie Num Num Podcast. I'm Jemaine Tala here, having a good week, and I really hope you all are having a wonderful week. And this week on the podcast, I would like to talk about something our good friend Aretha Franklin once said. If you don't know who Aretha Franklin is, anyone who's been to a bar in Southeast Asia would have heard the song R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. Aretha Franklin, a singer from the 70s or 60s or 80s, talking about respect. And oof, respect is one of those things that we don't realize, because when we're young, we're invincible. We are so cool. We are so awesome. We think the world that brought us into this world, we think we know better than that world. And we think everyone are fools and old people are stupid. And it's cool to freaking do what we do, not realizing we are being played by the exact same system, not realizing when you have that beer, smoke that joint, go to that party, meet that girl, whatever it may be, you are a product on someone's spreadsheet ready to be used and sold to. And woo, that got off quite to a tangent very fast, but we have a nice open dialogue, you and I, every week here on the BNN. And so, my friend, I was having an argument with somebody recently, one of my friends and his girlfriends, and it was interesting because I was telling my buddy his girlfriend is a bit rude and, you know, he needs to really, get a hold of that, and they got to figure out their problems. And no relationships are perfect. I understand. I agree. I know it's difficult. I am with you. I have been there. I am there. I will be there again. Sure. Fair. Fair enough. But I was like, man, you guys really go at each other's throats and you guys really fight and scream and there's pushing even, and it's not healthy. And you really have this like animosity towards each other, and you got kids now and stuff, and or kids, I'm sure, in the future, whatever. Right. And I was like, man, like, you know, I just don't understand. So I sat them down and it was an ugly conversation. Didn't go well. But it went well, I think. But who knows? I'm full of shit sometimes. So, and my buddy's girlfriend was like, dude, we hate each other. Yeah, you know, if, you know, we weren't dating for so long, we wouldn't even be together. And, you know, but now obviously we're older, we're planning on marriage and this, that. And yeah, we don't really talk. We don't really communicate. No, we don't respect each other. Like, we fight a lot. But we were us four, while she's explaining that to me, us four were arguing because she was saying, you know, his friends don't appreciate her or don't like her or, you know, all that stuff. And I was like, so you guys don't respect each other? And she was like, no, of course not. You know, there's a lot of like animosity there. And then I was like, well, you know, if you two don't respect each other, how can you expect any of us to respect you? Or how can you expect your mom to respect him? Or how can you expect any of that stuff, you know? And like, it got me thinking, you know, in a lot of relationships, you know, I've not been in too many, but I feel like I've at least been on the average or above average side for most people who are in love marriages, to know, you know, what they want, what they don't want, and how to navigate difficult partners and difficult times. And, you know, I say this with so much certainty because my mom always used to say, you know, if there's no respect, there is no relationship. And I was like, oh, mom, you're some like outdated auntie, even though I'm pretty much an uncle right now. And like, you don't know what you're talking about. That's like old people talk. We're just doing free love. And, you know, all these like 18-year-olds in India and America, they like exchange pictures on Snapchat. They all like hook up with each other, and that is going to bite them in the butt. No pun intended, later on when feelings get mixed up and it's not just hanging out and chilling, but it's actually, you know, hey guys, you can't have your cake and eat it too all the time. You know what I mean? So people like to act cool and stuff, but humans are the way humans are. We've been hardwired. If you sleep with somebody, you're likely, and you guys are friends, you're probably going to develop feelings for that person, whether you think so or not, especially when you're younger, and you don't know how to handle all those things. But I digress so early, 4 minutes into this thing. But, you know, my mom used to say, like, my mom does say, sorry, why am I saying that? My mom does say all the time that respect is so important. But I used to say, like, she doesn't know what she's talking about. The same way I always say this, your parents know what's best for you. I know some parents are worse than others, but when they tell you stuff and you roll your eyes like, no, mom, I'm not going to do my, you know, guy 3 month or my like, you know, chants, or I'm not going to do morning yoga. And now look at you at 35 working at Google and your company is offering you free yoga classes saying it works. What do you say about that now, Billy, you know, or Ramesh or whoever? And so my mom always said that, and I only understood it as I got older and that as I started having relationships, and like I'm sure many of you, you know, take, for example, let's say a common situation, which I've seen many times play out, is a captain or a pilot is dating a stewardess. And, you know, because, you know, let's say the captain is a female and let's say the stewardess is a male. Let's flip stereotypes on their head. And imagine, dude, if you're that captain and you're flying around everywhere and your job is probably a bit more demanding than a flight attendant, but you are dating a flight attendant or you are married to a flight attendant, because guess what? There was a time where both of you were working in close quarters, high in the sky. There was a time when you would spend a lot of time together and have great conversations and talk about the TV shows you liked and make fun of your company and all of that. And you fell in love. And all of that stuff. But deep in the captain's mind, you know, he or she knew, that she is a captain or a pilot and she is in charge of 200 people in the sky, whereas her partner is never going to understand her big bad problems because he just serves coffee to outdated, jaded uncles sitting complaining about their middle seat or whatever. And, you know, or, you know, he is a high flying advertising executive, Mad Men style, and she is an assistant or a secretary or a housewife, or, you know, he is an engineer and she is in social media marketing and, you know, his job is always harder, yada, yada, yada. And when you see relationships like that, when you see college kids or older people in situations like that, that ultimately boils down to the fact that there was never much respect to begin with in the first place. And now, as the common saying goes, yes, respect can be earned for sure, but are you willing to earn it? And are you willing to recognize when somebody has earned it? You know, because a lot of guys also, they spoil their, you know, give me the router, I'll fix it. Or I'll give me your bank details or your immigration thing, I'll sort it out because you don't know how to. And I mean, I'm guilty of this. You know what I mean? Anytime my wife wants to do something computer or tech related or needs to change her OTP on something or has some problem logging into some system, you know, I'm like, I see her like struggling with it, but I appreciate that she's trying. But I know if I just get in there in 2 minutes, I'll figure it out. But at the same time, you know, then I kind of catch myself like not letting her solve her own problems to some degree. And then eventually, in whatever your situation yours might be, you might also start to resent that person, or you might also start to be like, oh yeah, they just don't know computer stuff and I'm always fixing their problems and they have no idea about their finances and all that stuff. And so, you know, there was like a joke that, man, stand-up comedy in like the 70s and 80s was, I feel so much funnier because there was just only the cream rose to the top. The rest you never heard about because nobody would give them a big TV deal then. Right. But there was like a funny thing of some I forgot who it was, but he was like, women will like, you know, oh, let me, you know, when you start dating them, you're fine. But after marriage, it's like, I'm going to iron your shirt. No, you can't cook that. Let me cook that. No, I'll do the laundry. You always mess it up. No, let me make the bed. You always do that. Or you don't know how to eat healthy. I'll make your lunch. And then all of a sudden it's like, you don't know how to do anything for yourself. Like you're so lazy. And the guy's like, what the hell? And vice versa. You know, yeah, you'd never survive without me. And so, you know, that's the funny thing about respect, right? Like, you might be into somebody out of lust. You might like somebody, you know, or hire somebody in your company because they were good looking. It happens all the time, even though you think it doesn't. Like, you know, you may have a friend because he was the cool party friend or she was the cool fashionista Instagrammer friend, whatever. But if you never actually admired the person for what they were, or, you know, like when you see these rich people in Bollywood or Hollywood having these parties with a bunch of phonies, those people don't respect any of them, and vice versa. You know, they're just around because they satisfy an urge at the time or a sense of belonging. But Most young people, like, why is it some couples it seems like every day is a challenge, and other couples it seems like they're still hanging out, having a good time? Because if you want to, it's called a girlfriend or a boyfriend for a reason. Yes, there's intimacy, but the word friend is still there, okay? And friends usually have no problem respecting each other. Am I right? So, respect is one of those very, very tricky things. But I feel for anybody who is in like a tough family situation, especially with quarantine right now. Oh my God, this quarantine, this corona, dude, is everybody having an argument, man? If you walked out of corona with just like a couple of big fights with your partner, you know, both of you cooped up in the house all day, slow clap. I commend you. You have done it, my friend. You have really pushed through, because that means your partner is probably your soulmate, you know, because hell, if you're like fighting with your parents or your siblings, and you're also, you know, maybe once in a while fighting with your partner, but you know, you don't have one foot out the door, or you know, you're not going to break up, or you know that this is just you guys getting on each other's nerves. It's not a sign of something much bigger, then chances are, and most likely, you probably both respect each other very much. You know what I mean? And if you, like, if one of you is a housewife or a house husband and the other one is working, or if one of you is just in a way different professions, you know, like, you need to find a way to come to a neutral level of understanding of respect, right? Like, if he's a waiter and you are a, you know, like a really fancy, I don't know, IT lady, you know, like, I hope aside from being, you know, easy on the eyes and giving you free food, you actually respect the guy because he's studying for law school, or, you know, he wants to be an actor or whatever it is. And that's the thing, you know. So I feel respect is completely underrated. And also, you know, now with quarantine and with riots on the news and with social media dominating, you know, do you have respect for yourself, if you know what I mean, right? Like, do you respect your time? I hope you respect yourself if you're listening to this podcast, hopefully at the gym while you're respecting your body, or maybe while you're sitting for lunch at a nice healthy restaurant or biryani, whatever. I get it once in a while, because you respect good taste of good food, you know? So like, it's so funny to see couples fighting right now a lot during corona, because it's like, man, if most couples fight, and unfortunately, a lot of couples, you know, they fight because one person is not happy about something they're doing and they take it out on their partner. It's like, I'm feeling like crap because my job was difficult today, or my boss yelled at me and now I got to make you feel like crap, or I'm feeling like crap because I waked up late and, you know, you didn't. You got up at 5 a.m. and you didn't wake me up, and like, now I'm mad at you and all that stuff. And unfortunately, most of us, you know, we're taking out our own stuff. Like, when you're getting hammered every night, or when you're, you know, wasting too much time on Netflix, yeah, you're probably not respecting what you need to. Now, on the flip side, if you are busting your butt and that Netflix is a release, go ahead. You also got to respect your downtime, you know, but respect is a two-way street, but it's also one way internally. You know what I mean? Like, you have to. It took me a long time to realize, you know, with stand-up comedy and with YouTube, all I was doing was watching and observing and waiting and complaining, as opposed to, you know, acting and upskilling and learning and exercising and practicing and studying and reading and writing. Dude, writing is, you know, and managing time, by the way, but back on the writing side, one of my favorite books, I've mentioned it a few times on this podcast, please, everybody, pick up a copy right now, buy it used on some website, is Deep Work. Cal Newport. Really enjoyed it because it really got me thinking, like, why do I read so much gunk on social media, but I can't read a book for 10 pages a day? Or why do I keep all this stuff in my head and on my note apps and all that stuff, when I could just literally have a $1, 50 rupee notepad and just scribble? And even if I waste the paper, if I throw it away, if I never see it again, just the fact of like putting things down, like, man, how many of you have ever like had to go to the grocery store and you could easily write those four things down on a list, but you choose to rent out that space in your short-term memory, in your RAM, if you're in your random access memory of the brain, but And in both cases, whether you write it down or if you just remember it, chances are 4 to 6 items you're going to remember. Okay, toilet paper. Okay, freaking apples, whatever. But just taking that 2 seconds to write it down on a 1 rupee piece of paper, whether or not you throw it away tomorrow or not, you're putting your hand on the paper and you're transferring that so that you know, you may not ever look at the paper, but you know that it's there. And not only do you know that it's in your pocket, which you may never look at, you also remember writing it down. And when human beings, there was some professor or some author, or maybe it was Stephen King, I think he said on writing, but when you actually physically write something, the brain looks at a problem differently. So if you're like, why am I not losing weight? And if you thought about it for an hour, you'd go in a spiral. But if you're actually sort of writing about it, you'd probably see some insights there that you shouldn't. So a little tangent on respecting yourself, but I respect you guys. And I hope you respect your partners and they respect you and you're respecting Corona and all that stuff. But I think it's very important, you know, if you're in a difficult spot or you're in a new relationship with some eye candy or, you know, like you are smitten by someone, make sure, you know, whether it's a person or whether it's a job, you know, a lot of people take a job for money, but they don't respect the job at all. They just see that big fat paycheck. And ultimately they want to use that on things they respect, whether that's photography or, you know, starting their own business or whatever, but their respect is misaligned. And yeah, I respect you guys. I hope you respect me and get out there and respect and chill, if you will. And, you know, let me know what you guys thought. Sanjay Mangtala, see you guys next week. Birdie num num, birdie num num, a birdie num num.